I'm Dan Morrissey. This is Free Radio. Thank you for downloading this podcast from freeradio.co.uk. You're about to hear a rerun of our exclusive Ed Sheeran gig, held at what was a secret location in the Midlands for 200 fans. It got quite intimate. This is what happened. Free Radio. You're listening to our replay of our exclusive gig with Ed from the Hare and Hounds in King's Heath, although it was a secret before the gig. It's not the first time he's performed at the venue, though.
Yeah, I'm happy to be back. Last time I came here, I played the small room, and now we're in the bigger room, so it's
okay.
It's
now
cool.
This is quite a small pub. Last night you were doing V Festival, and then a week ago you were doing the closing ceremony for the Olympics.
Yeah.
How do you go from doing such a massive gig to such a small one? And for you as a performer, what is the difference?
Well, I've been going big to small for the last kind of 2 years. I mean, from playing small venues in England, playing big venues in England overseas, I might not be doing so well in the country, and I'll be going to play small venues there and then going elsewhere that I am doing well and playing bigger venues. So I'm always venue hopping.
Do you find some of them more nerve-wracking than others? Because like last week's stuff at the Olympics was in front of 100 million people, if you include the TV people, whereas here is in front of 200 people. Which is most nerve-wracking out of those two?
Probably this one, to be honest, because with the Olympics one, even though it was a very nerve-wracking experience, it was only literally one song. It went on and played one song for 2.5 minutes and then done. So you can psych yourself up and just expect to just do 2.5 minutes, play the song and then come off. But here it's an hour set in front of hardcore fans that know everything, and if you mess up a little bit, they will notice.
You see all their faces, can't you, in the crowd? So it's like,
yeah, no, but I kind of like that as well. I kind of like that. I like to see people enjoying themselves, if they are enjoying themselves, and if they're not, then looking at them and wondering why they're not enjoying themselves, you know.
Your song lyrics are quite personal. They're quite kind of intimate songs. So is it better to perform those to a smaller room?
It's odd, because the songs were written to perform in small rooms, and like, especially at V Festival yesterday, I discovered like songs like Small Bump, which is quite a kind of like intimate, quiet acoustic song when it's performed in a room like today. But yesterday it turned into this kind of festival anthem with everyone singing it very, very loudly, and it sounded awesome. But they just take on different shapes in different crowds.
How does that feel when you're in front of all those people and a song that you've written, which is about something from your life or about a friend or about one of your own relationships, and everybody knows the words and everyone's singing it back at you?
It's an amazing feeling. The first time that happens as well, I'll never forget it. It was Wakestock last year, playing the A team, and just hearing everyone in the tent. And it had just been just after the A team had kind of started picking up a little bit. So, just like that feeling never leaves you when people sing back your lyrics in mass. It freaks you out how you can write a song that kind of gets into people's heads in that way, and they actually genuinely enjoy. Like, I'm just happy that my job is to entertain people and make people happy. I think it's good.
This is the first of our live tracks from the gig, the song that propelled Ed to international stardom, The A Team, on Free Radio.
White lips, pale face, breathing in snowflakes, burnt lungs, sour taste. Lights gone, days end, struggling to pay rent, long nights, strange men. And they say she's in the class 18, stuck in her daydream. Been this way since 18, but lately your face seems slowly sinking, wasting, crumbling like pastries. And they scream the worst things in life come free to us, cause she's just under the upper hand, and goes mad for a couple grams, and she don't wanna go outside tonight, cause in the pipe she'll fly to the motherland. Sell love to another man. It's too cold outside for angels to fly. For angels to fly now. Ripped gloves, raincoat, tried to swim and stay float. Dry house, wet clothes. Change banknotes. weary-eyed and dry throat. Cool girl, no phone, no. They say she's in the class 18, stuck in her daydream. Been this way since 18, but lately her face seems slowly sinking, wasting, crumbling like pastries. And they scream the worst things in life come free to us, 'cause she's just under the upper hand and goes mad for a couple grand. And she don't wanna go outside tonight, 'cause in a pipe she'll fly to the motherland, sell love to another man. It's too cold outside for angels to fly. Now an angel died, covered in white, with closed eyes and hoping for a better life. This time now will fade out tonight, or straight down the line. Oh, oh, no. They say she's in the class 80, stuck in her daydream. Been this way since 18, but lately her face seems slowly sinking, wasting, crumbling like pastries. And they scream the worst things in life come free to us, 'cause we are all under the upper hand and go mad for a couple grand. We don't wanna go outside tonight, 'cause in the pipe we'll fly to the motherland and sell love to another man. It's too cold outside for angels to fly. For angels to fly now. Fly, fly. For angels to fly, to fly, to fly. For angels to die. Thank you very much.
Performed exclusively live for Free Radio, Ed Sheeran's The A-Team, the biggest selling debut single of 2011. And since then, his career's been on the up. But is his life changing much with this newfound fame?
It's changing from the point of view of I have to be more careful where I go and what I say. But I think that's a good thing.
Keeps
me very quiet. I'm honestly still wearing the same clothes, eating the same food, hanging around with the same people, playing the same songs, touring the same places. No, I mean, like, the main thing that's changed is recognition. But the recognition has only kind of come since the Brits and the Jubilee and the Olympics. Like, for the whole year that A-Team was big and the album was big. I mean, we'd sold a million copies by the time that the Brits happened. But up to that point, I don't think many people knew what I looked like, because I wasn't really in many music videos. So I think the Brits, the Jubilee and the Olympics have made me stand out a bit more. So, like, I got the tube the other day and no one noticed me. I was just walking.
Do you have to do any disguises? No, like, hoodie up, I mean, kind, like, of hiding, no, or is it all...
More recently, since the Olympics, it's been a bit full on.
You've managed to pick up a few showbiz friends along the way. I know you and Example are quite kind of charming. You've done some bits of work together.
Yeah.
You're also working with some other bigger bands like One Direction. You've been writing some stuff for them. Mm-hmm. People wouldn't automatically put your style of tunes alongside their style of performing and stuff. How does that all work?
I think it's healthy to songwrite for all different types of things. I've done underground grime things, underground rap things. Yeah. Dance things, dubstep things, and I wanted to try my hand at pop writing. And yeah, I wrote some songs a while ago. I gave them to the One Direction boys. One of them went on the last album. I think three are going on the next album. But it's good to keep your horizons wide, and it's always good to have other people singing your songs.
Is it a bit weird having someone singing stories from your life? If you've taken, like, experiences from your life and given them to somebody else to sing?
All my most personal songs I sing myself. Okay. And the kind of epic ballad love songs that are just kind of love songs,
yeah,
they go to other people.
Free Radio.
I'm gonna pick up the pieces and build a Lego house in a If things go wrong, we can knock it down. My three words have two meanings, but there's one thing on my mind. It's all for you. And it's dark in a cold December, but I got you to keep me warm. If you're broken, I will mend you, and I keep you sheltered from the storm that's raging on now. I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all for you in time. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. Now I'm gonna paint you by numbers and color you in. And if things go right, we could frame it or put you on a wall now. And it's so hard to say it, but I've been here before. Now I'll surrender up my heart and swap it for yours. Now I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all for you in time. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. Don't hold me down now. I think the braces are breaking, and it's more than I can take. Oh, and it's dark in a cold December, but I got you to keep me warm. If you're broken, I will mend you, and I keep you sheltered from the storm that's raging on now. Now I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all for you in time. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. Out of all these things I've done, I will love you better now.
Thank you. This is a song that I wrote after a night out. I went on a few tours with a guy called Example, and we'd we were out in Glasgow at some weird club, and I went out after the club on my own and got lost after a bottle of vodka and ended up somewhere where I wasn't meant to be. Missed the bus, had to get a train the next day, and I wrote this song on the train. But this is all about that experience. It's not fun.
Wanna be drunk when I wake up, on the right side of the wrong bed. And never an excuse I made up to tell you the truth. I hate what didn't kill me, it never made me strong at all. Love will scar your makeup and lipsticks to me. So now I maybe lean back there, I'm sat here wishing I was sober. I know I'll never hold you like I used to. House gets cold when you cut the heating. Without you to hold, I'll be freezing. Can't rely on my heart to beating, cause you take parts of it every evening. Take words out of my mouth just from breathing, and replace with phrases like when you're leaving me. Should I? Or maybe I'll get drunk again. I'll be drunk again. I'll be drunk again. Little love. I wanna hold your heart in both hands. Now watch it fizzle at the bottom of a coke can. And I got no plans for the weekend. So should we speak then? Keep it between friends. Though I know you'll never love me like you used to. Maybe other people like us who see the flicker of the clipper when they light up. Flames just create us, but burns don't heal like before. When you don't hold me anymore. anymore now. Cold days, cold plays out like the band's name. I know I can't heal things with a handshake. You know I can change as I began saying. You cut me wide open like landscape. Open bottles of beer but never champagne to applaud you with the sound that my hands make. Or should I, maybe I'll get drunk again. I'll be drunk again. I'll be drunk again. Feeling a little love. All by myself, I'm here again. All by myself, you know I'll never change. All by myself. Drunk again. Oh, I'm just drunk again. To feel a little love.
Your turn if you want to sing out this song. Sing out.
Maybe I'll get drunk again. Oh, I'll be drunk again. Oh, I'll be drunk again. To feel a little love.
Ed Sheeran playing drunk for an intimate crowd at our Hare and Hounds gig. The fans were loving it, but unlike Gaga and her monsters, Bieber and his Beliebers, Ed hasn't got an official name for his fans yet.
They make up a lot of nicknames for themselves. I'd like to think of something really cool to call them, but I can't.
Okay.
I can't. And I'd feel a bit odd on Twitter hashtagging a fan's name, you know, like the Beliebers or the, what were the Gaga's ones called again?
Little Monsters.
Little Monsters. I'd feel a bit odd doing that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to think of them less as just a mass and more as individual people, you know?
Well, we've had a question in from Rachel Wilkins on Facebook. Where do you get the inspiration for all your songs from? Because you've got to be one of the best lyricists of modern times, she says.
Thank you. Inspiration comes from, like, just stories. Experiences. I think, like, most of my songs have a negative spin on them, mostly because I get more inspiration from negative situations than I do from positive situations, if that makes sense. Like, when I'm happy, I don't necessarily want to be inside with the lights off with a guitar.
Yeah.
Depressed.
Well, songs like Small Bumps that we mentioned earlier on, that is, I mean, the end of that song is a massive twist from what sounds like a positive song. The whole thing suddenly goes quite dark towards the end.
Yeah. No, I know that's a dark tune, but yeah.
Jackie says, are you single? Lol. And similarly, Geraldine would like a mobile number. Is there a potential Mrs. Sheeran?
No.
Oh, so you're open to offers from people?
Single again. Yeah, I guess so.
Do your relationships inspire your songs? Because like we've had a massive success from Adele, but it seems like she has to get into a relationship with someone and then break up with them in order to write a new album. It all seems to be this sort of.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I'd get into a relationship with someone just to break up with them. I'm just a bit unlucky with relationships anyway, just from the amount that I travel. So. I don't know if I'd necessarily be that calculated.
Okay.
I've just been a bit unlucky in my situation, right. So that's where the songs come from.
Okay, Rakesh on Twitter, who's obviously been listening to Drunk, he wants to know how many times a week do you go and get drunk? I know you've had a bit of a V Festival experience over the last 24 hours, but is that a regular thing?
No, I don't. I don't really drink regularly. I've got to a point where I drink when I want to drink, and it's usually probably about once or twice every 2 or 3 months.
Okay.
I decided to go a bit wild last night at V.
People do at festivals.
Yeah.
It's perfectly allowed. You look a bit ashamed, but there's no need to be ashamed.
I'm just hanging like a thread.
Okay. Yeah. Fabian on Twitter wants to know, have you ever added more ginger to your hair to kind of trade off it? Because it's obviously a bit of a trademark. Have you ever played on it?
No, this is...
It's all you.
This is all au naturel, but I was having a chat with Newton Faulkner yesterday about people that are dyeing their hair ginger and whether we're happy about it or not, because you know we've done our time. we're not sure about people sneaking in.
No, it's good to fly the ginger flag. And Newton Faulkner and you,
Catherine Tate, Keith Lemon.
Yeah, people love it.
Keith Lemon is ginger. He'll tell you that he's not, but he is.
Well, you heard that here first. Here's another highlight from Ed's gig for Free Radio. As a massive surprise to everyone that was there, Ed Sheeran brought his mate Example up on stage for a duet.
Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh.
afraid of the highest heights, or afraid of flying. I've never been afraid of the wildest fights, not afraid of dying. But now I want off this ride, cause you're scaring me, and I don't like where we're going. I need a new fun fact, cause you're scaring me, and I don't like where we're going. And now you're gonna miss me. Whoa. I know you're gonna miss me, bro. I guarantee you'll miss me, cause you changed the way you kiss me. Sing to me, here we go. Cause you changed the way you kiss me. Louder, here we go. Cause you changed the way you kiss me. Cause you changed the way you kiss me. What? Cause you changed the way you kiss me. So, so, soulful, how green on the background vocal. Teetotal on the next hat. We get by with a so-called soulmate, mean for each other chit chat. With that, dried up, rise up to the kindness facts. I'm chilling on my Jack Jones, looking for a way back home, but I can't get back. Our love feels wrong, please wind me back. Our love feels wrong, can't hide the cracks. I guarantee you'll miss me. Babado!
Cause you changed the way you kiss me. Oh, 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 oh.
Sing along. Cause you changed the way you kiss me. Cause you changed the way you kiss me. Cause you changed the way you kiss me.
On your own, let's go.
I've never been afraid of the highest heights, or afraid of flying. I've never been afraid of the wildest fights, not afraid of dying. But now I want off this ride, cause you're scaring me, and I don't like where we're going. I need a new fun fact, cause you're scaring me, and I don't like where we're going. And now you're gonna miss me, I know you're gonna miss me. I guarantee you'll miss me, cause you changed the way you kiss me now. Hands up! Cause you changed the way you kiss me. What? Cause you changed the way you kiss me. Cause you changed the way you kiss me.
One more time.
Cause you changed the way. Sing it out for me, go.
Birmingham.
Change the way you kiss me.
Oh,
cause you change the way you kiss me.
Oh,
cause you change the way you kiss me.
Oh, cause you change the way you kiss me.
Make some noise for example.
Thank you, Brum. See you soon.
Awesome.
Ed Sheeran and his mate Example on one stage exclusively live for Free Radio. That is their duet, Change the Way You Kiss Me. Our Adam Wilborn caught up with Example after the gig to find out how his music's progressed.
The first album was like sample-based hip-hop. And then second album was like more experimental. I didn't really know what I was doing even on the second album. Like electro-pop, but a bit all over the place. Third album, I was a bit more certain of what I wanted to do. And now I'm on the fourth album. I know what works best for me and what I enjoy writing and performing. And the main difference to this fourth album is there's a load more guitars on it because, you know, I want to sell as many as Ed Sheeran. So
I read online that you're writing most of this fourth album whilst out touring in Australia. Is there any influences on there? Kangaroos, Rolf Harris?
Yeah, there's this whole song about Vegemite.
Right.
Nah.
No Vegemite. Probably for the best. Here's another performance from Ed. We've already mentioned it in the interviews. It's Small Bump.
Thank you.
You were just a small bump unborn, performance you're brought to life. You might be left with my hair, but you'll have your mother's eyes. I'll hold your body in my hands, be as gentle as I can. But now you're a scan of my unmade plans. A small bump in 4 months you brought to life. And I'll hold you tightly, I'll give you nothing but truth. If you're not inside me yet, I'll put my future in you. 'Cause you are my one and only. And you can wrap your fingers round my thumb and hold me tight. You are my one and only. You can wrap your fingers round my thumb, hold me tight, and you'll be alright. Ooh, you're just a small bump, I know, you'll grow into your skin. With a smile like hers and a dimple beneath your chin. Fingernails the size of a half grain of rice, and eyelids closed to be soon open wide. A small bump in 4 months you'll open your eyes. And I'll whisper quietly, I'll tell you nothing but truth, truth, truth. If you're not inside me yet, I'll put my future in you. You are my one and only. You can wrap your fingers round my thumb and hold me tight. You are my one and only. You can wrap your fingers round my thumb and hold me tight. You'll be alright. You can lie with me with your tiny feet when you're half asleep. I'd leave you be right in front of me for a couple weeks so I could keep you safe. 'Cause you are my one and only. You can wrap your fingers round my thumb and hold me tight. You are my one and only. You can wrap your fingers round my thumb and hold me tight. And you'll be alright. 'Cause you were just a small bump unborn for 4 months, then torn from life. And maybe you are needed up there, but we're still unaware as why. Thank you.
Small Bump by Ed Sheeran, as performed at our Free Radio intimate gig. Looking around the crowd during his show, there were a few moments when there were tears in people's eyes, and that song is definitely no exception to that. So how is Ed going to follow up his first album, Plus, with another album of emotional, deep and incredibly written poetic songs? Well, he's already started writing a lot.
I've got around 23 songs so far for
the
second
two album.
Well, it's either two albums or it's one very good album. So yep. I'm going to keep writing songs until I have five albums or one very good album, and I'll just put all the best stuff on.
Are the next albums going to be slightly bigger sounding? Are you going to stick to the acoustic thing? Or
I think it's always good to evolve, but I don't know if now is the right time to evolve. I'm only 21. I've got hopefully another 10, 15 years of this left. I think if I blow my load too soon, as they...